This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, speaking with Professor Bill William Damon. He is also the author of A Round of Golf with My Father, The New Psychology of Exploring Your Past to Make Peace with Your Present. We've had the rough outline of Father Philip Damon and Mother Helen Damon, Helen Myers Damon, and now Bill Damon, born 1944. In 48, he lost his grandfather, his father's father. He did have a visit that he remembers with his grandmother, who was a Yankee and spoke crisply and candidly of her son, who had disappointed her. However, at this point, the young Bill Damon doesn't have the story laid out in the fashion we've had. So the revelations begin on and off sometime, my guess, Bill, your story, sometime when you found yourself no longer in Brockton, Massachusetts, facing Brockton High School and a future after that, but at the Andover Academy. When did the revelations, in your memory, Bill, when did the revelations begin that you were strangely following your father's footpaths, never having met him?
Well, number one, when I was young, and that goes all the way to my college years, I really knew nothing about my father and didn't even want to think about him very much. I had some sense that I needed to make it on my own, and I didn't want to go around feeling sorry for myself. So when anybody would ask me about where my father was, I would just repeat what my mother kept telling me, which was, quote, he was missing in World War II. It was like a mantra. And that's all I allowed myself to think about. I think partly because I really wanted to fend for myself, and I didn't want to sink into, oh dear, I don't have a father. How am I ever going to get by? Then when I was in college, my mother visited my dorm one day and muttered, and I described her. She was not a very open and articulate person about her feelings, but she finally muttered a revelation. She said, you know, your father is alive, and he's been sending me child support of $100 a month, and I'm not contributing to your college, which was true, and I think I should share that. I was very embarrassed for her because it was a revelation that she had hidden his whereabouts from me for my whole childhood. I refused the offer of the child support, and I thanked her for the offer. And we never discussed the matter again. She lived for another 42 years. And to my regret, I never confronted her with it. I never asked her why she never told me the truth. So I just moved on in my life. Then, decades later, my own daughter got curious about what happened to her grandfather, namely my father, who nobody ever talked about. She went online, discovered a whole bunch of stuff online, and that's what got me going. And finally, I was ready to deal with it. I was ready to listen to it. I was ready to find out about it. I was mature enough. I was in my 60s already. And so I did some research. And then is when I found out that he actually went to the same school I went to. Oh my God, that was a revelation. I couldn't believe it. The whole time I was at Andover, some of the same teachers that taught me taught him. And I wondered, did they know that? how come nobody ever told me? But that revelation really did change my understanding of how I got to where I got in my education and later in my life.
And here's a puzzle for the amateur reader, Bill. You're at Andover. You have teachers that overlap with you and your father, one in particular whom you admire greatly, your English teacher, Hartday Levitt. You had the same surname. You looked exactly like your father. Exactly. Maybe a little taller, but exactly. You have your mother's eyes. Yes, I understand. But you look like your father. You have the same name. Andover and all of the private schools in New England at that time, and maybe continuing today, were very careful in bringing in the next generation, the next generation, the next generation. It would have been logical that you were the son of. It never came up with your teachers. It never came up with the dean. In your mother's correspondence, in the fact that you were at Andover, I have to believe that she made that choice in some way in conversation with your grandparents. It never came up. They kept it from you. What do you think, Bill?
So I'll tell you one thing that's interesting. First of all, when I dug up the old Andover records of my father, on his file was killed in action in World War II. So they also were deceived. Andover itself never knew what happened to him. And I'm wondering if my mother actually said something to the school or the people in the school that gave them some restraint about talking to me about my father. I'll never know. All of those people have passed away by now. And of course, my mother is long dead. So that's a mystery to me. I will never know why Hartday Levitt never put his arm around my shoulder and said, I knew your dad when he was a student, because I found out in my father's file that Hartday Levitt had written a long counseling report about my father. So he certainly knew him well. Why didn't he ever speak to me about him? I don't know, John.
The quote that Bill points to, I wrote it down, Bill, because it seemed determinative that it would have made you an honored student, an honored orphan of the war. Only child of a widowed mother, father killed in World War II, spelled out, World War, Roman numeral II. There must have been others, Bill. Do you remember others, other young people at Andover who'd lost their fathers?
Oh, there were a couple. And of course, we were the object of some sympathy. But as I said, nobody ever directly talk to me about him, or as I said, I did not even know. There was so much silence that I didn't even know he went to the place. That was the astonishing revelation I found out only late in my life.
Well, not only Andover, but we're about to go on to Harvard College. You were at Harvard College within 20 years of your father being there. Again, the tradition is father, son, grandson, great-grandson. It goes on and on and on. And here they're either assuming you don't want to talk about it or your mother said something. The mysteries here, Bill, at this point, your book turns into a mystery story. All the conversations that we don't have.
And, you know, that was one of the purposes of the book, because I've discovered that a lot of people have these mysteries, family mysteries, mysteries about their childhood, things that they don't remember well. Nobody's memory is very accurate when it comes to going back to childhood. And the book, I think, is an example of how someone can help clear up these mysteries, even late in life, and the benefits of doing that. It helps you deal with all kinds of regret, questions about what would have happened if this didn't happen, where I came from, what shaped me, what my parents were really like. So, yes, my story may have more mysteries or more dramatic ones than others, but everyone has some mysteries in their life or in their parents' lives, and some people equally dramatic. And I've tried to give an account of how you go about thinking about that, researching it.
Let's go in search of your other family, Bill, when we come back. The book is A Round of Golf with My Father, The New Psychology of Exploring Your Past to Make Peace with Your Present. William Damon of Harvard and Stanford of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batzer. This is CBS Eye on the World.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.